Trump declares war on BRICS currency plans. Texas border business. Texas border business. Washington, D.C. President Donald Trump took to his social media platform, Truth Social, to issue a bold warning to the BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, over their ongoing discussions about creating a new currency to challenge the dominance of the U.S. dollar in global trade. In his fiery post, Trump declared that the era of America passively observing such economic shifts is over. He insisted that any BRICS initiative to establish an alternative reserve currency or to back another currency against the dollar would be met with aggressive economic retaliation in the form of 100% tariffs on their goods. We are going to require a commitment from these seemingly hostile countries that they will neither create a new BRICS currency nor back any other currency to replace the mighty US dollar, Trump wrote. Or they will face 100% tariffs and should expect to say goodbye to selling into the wonderful US economy. The statement stresses Trump's continued focus on economic nationalism, trade protectionism, and an America First approach to international commerce. His warning suggests that any nation attempting to undermine the dollar's position as the global reserve currency would be swiftly punished, reinforcing the United States' leverage over the world's financial system. The BRICS alliance has been exploring alternatives to the dollar for years, and its efforts are gaining momentum as Western sanctions, particularly against Russia, have driven some countries to seek financial systems outside U.S. control. Recent reports indicate that BRICS leaders are discussing the possibility of a new trading currency backed by commodities such as gold, oil, or other tangible assets, a move that could reduce the dollar's reliance in global trade. For Trump, this effort directly challenges American economic power, and he has made it clear that he would take drastic measures to protect the dollar's dominance. His proposal to impose 100% tariffs on BRICS nations would effectively cut them off from the U.S. market, potentially severely damaging their economies, particularly China's, which relies heavily on American consumers. Trump's threats could put significant pressure on BRICS leaders, particularly India and Brazil, which maintain strong trade relationships with the United States. Given the sheer size of the economies involved, a full-scale economic standoff could also trigger global market volatility. Despite the BRICS efforts, most global transactions, including oil trades, are still conducted in U.S. dollars. According to the International Monetary Fund, IMF, the dollar remains the world's primary reserve currency, used in 59% of global foreign exchange reserves. While China and Russia have sought alternatives such as trading in yuan and rubles, a full-scale replacement of the dollar remains a long-term, complex challenge. Trump appears confident that no other nation can supplant the U.S. dollar as the backbone of international trade. There is no chance that BRICS will replace the U.S. dollar in international trade, or anywhere else, he asserted, making it clear that any country that attempts to do so would face dire economic consequences. For now, BRICS nations have yet to respond to Trump's ultimatum. Still, one thing is clear: the former president is ready to wield America's economic power as a weapon to maintain the dollar's supremacy. Whether BRICS backs down or doubles down remains to be seen. President Trump's post is below. The idea that the BRICS countries are trying to move away from the dollar while we stand by and watch is over. We are going to require a commitment from these seemingly hostile countries that they will neither create a new BRICS currency, nor back any other currency to replace the mighty US dollar, or they will face 100% tariffs, and should expect to say goodbye to selling into the wonderful US economy. They can go find another sucker nation. There is no chance that BRICS will replace the US dollar in international trade, or anywhere else, and any country that tries should say hello to tariffs and goodbye to America.